And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Port Loma, and we have Captain Marcus Medak from the New Loan in our studio here. It's going to be a great show, talking some fishing, and we do have some fishing to talk about, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great show. And
it
you teased it off a little bit. You talked about having Marcus in here as a bluefin offshore guy to talk about. There's some fish to be talking about.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Marcus.
Morning.
Hey, great to have you in the studio here. And kind of just like the on the cusp of another great potential season, right?
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
sounds pretty darn encouraging, really. I mean, there's been scattered fish about here all winter. You know, there really hasn't been a whole lot of coverage here yet, but I've heard of in the last 6 weeks there's been a few fish caught all the way up right in front of my house up outside of Encinitas. There's been a little bit here and there, and sounds like there's been a very good sign all the way down there just above Cedros. And in fact, I think Eliar on the Supreme had a really good trip there right after the holidays. So
yeah,
it's been, I would say, pretty significant signs scattered all the way here from Southern California to the middle of Baja.
That's nice. And here we are still in mid-March, too. And Danny from Fishdope called me with breaking news yesterday that there was a nice 100-pounder caught yesterday along with kelp petty yellows and stuff, right, on one of the sport boats?
Yeah. The Old Glory was out here yesterday, and they had good fishing on kelp petty yellowtail and the one nice bluefin. I talked to Rob, who was actually the angler who caught it, and said he got it on 50-pound and a sinker rig, and they were marking a few fish on one of the kelp paddies they were fishing. I guess they saw it a few times, so figured he'd drop down and
That's awesome.
See what was down there. And I think it was 147 pounds on the scale here this morning.
Sweet. That's a lot of fish on 50 pound. Nice job for Rob.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good at it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good start to what could be. I mean, it's mid-March, so last year. Let's talk a little bit about last, because maybe we'll mimic last year, this year. When did things really get rolling?
I think they really got rolling already in April. We were a little, we missed the first part of the year on the low end. We were doing a giant project. We were putting in a couple extra fish holds / slammers, and so we were in the yard. But I think the guys started having good fishing right. Not quite this early, but I think it was right around April Fool's where it started getting consistent, and there was some spectacular fishing to be had. We were beating our
in
heads
April.
Against the wall, right?
Trying to get things.
And that's 2 weeks away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Could it happen?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's. So, no major project, big major project last year on the new Luan, but what about this year? Anything big for winter projects?
It's a 60-year-old boat. There's always big projects. But there's nothing that's going to be evident for the anglers, really. I mean, we had a couple things that we really had to get done on the yard, and they, you know, took some time and cost some money, but it's not really going to be anything that's going to be evident.
The new Luan is 60 years old, huh?
That looks so
that's
good.
That's pretty
crazy.
You know, hard to believe.
You're
right.
Totally.
I'm like, how can you think that this boat, who looks so great, and you keep it in such great condition, is 60? I mean,
it is pretty remarkable, really. It's been a heck of a run been running out of the same slip there at Point Loma.
That's pretty
since
cool.
61.
61. Wow.
That's
and
cool.
Quite a history and caught a lot of fish on that boat.
And it's so unique. I love the boat so much. Like, there is no, you know, instantly when you see that thing on the horizon, it's so sleek and it's just got really good lines and so low to the water and comfy. I just love it. It's a very unique boat. You don't miss the new Luan when you see a boat on the horizon, you know that it's Marcus or Adam right away.
Yeah. And I started fishing with you on the Royal Star many, many years ago. And then when did you buy the new Luan?
We got it in, we started working on it right at the end of 2003. I think we finally got the deal done like early 2004. So 2004 was the first season that I ran it.
So you've had it 18 years.
Yeah, I know. Time flies.
Yeah, it's like you're making me feel old now, right? For sure. Now, you have a new project too, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've we've got Adam is my new partner here on the Luan, so I'm able to.
Oh, so Adam's a.
No, he is not. But with him there, I'm able to step away and dedicate more time elsewhere. And so I was a tongue in cheek. I was afraid of getting bored, but no, not really. With this nice big bluefin fishing, it just seems like there's a lot of opportunity for, you know, little smaller boat for charter fishing. I think, you know, for, you know, less number of people makes it a heck of a lot easier to target with success these bigger fish. And so I've been pretty attracted to that idea. I started talking to a couple of my friends and a couple of me, Brian Sims, and our friend Dan Fuller. We decided to go in on it's a fairly small-ish boat, but it's basically 45-foot Pacific Northwest-style gill net / Dungeness crab boat is what it was. And over the last year, we spent pretty much the whole year converting it into a little mini charter boats, so it's going to end up being a six-pack charter boat with, you know, all of the fish finding equipment, nice bait tank, nice refrigerated fish holds, and everything that we have on the big boats, and to be able to do it with less people is the idea.
It's a really cool boat. It's like
really
your very like heavy duty commercial looking badass boat that then has the refinements for, going, you know, and doing a very appropriate charter, you know, boat bunkhouse that was built into it. And like you say, I mean, it's It is a very hardcore boat built into a small package. It'll be great to go. And especially with in this world of big fish fishing, when there's a lot of fish that come on the kite and things like that, when there's not as much of an opportunity for 30 guys to all get one like you, you know, you've got a very good opportunity to get your group of six on a on some big ones.
Exactly. That's the idea. So
With three savvy operators, too, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys actually going to run the boat? I mean, Brian Sims, yourself, and Danny?
Those guys say they are. We'll see. They've got a lot more.
That's a good answer. That's the plan anyways.
But they've got you know, a lot of commitments on their time. I think at least the first couple of years, I'm going to have a much more open schedule from other commitments, so I will be. I think this year I'll be there the vast majority of the time.
That's wow. Great.
And then, like you said, I mean, as you said in the beginning, having an Adam to know that the operation is so taken care of on the Loanne, you get to, you know, you get
well,
to
it
very...
makes it so as possible that we can embark on this kind of project.
Yeah. That'll be so when are you gonna start running trips on that boat?
It's not quite finished. We're trying to put a date on it. I think, realistically, beginning of July.
Okay. Prime time, summertime.
Exactly.
Yeah. Out of Point Loma sport fishing?
Yeah. We'll be doing that out of Point Loma.
Yeah. How does the name
of the boat?
It's the Shearwater.
The Shearwater. All right.
And how does one go about it? I mean, is it to the point of taking reservations and charters yet, or are you still waiting until you get finished up?
Like, yeah, we got a couple things to wrap up, but we'll have a website going live here fairly soon. As soon as we, you know, I would say within 6 weeks or so.
Cool.
We'll keep us posted.
Totally. Yeah.
I'll let you know when we do it. But I didn't want to get ahead of myself just in case we ran into any unexpected snags.
Sure.
So I want to be 100% confident that we can deliver before we start selling any trips.
Selling trips, yeah.
Probably a smart call.
Kind of an exciting deal, though.
Totally.
But you think about outfitting it with all the latest stuff that these guys know it needs, it's going to be quite the vessel.
Well, how about the three people that are putting the boat together are Marcus and Danny and Gerby. I mean, you've got three people that is a lifetime's worth of knowledge fishing that fish to get to put the boat together.
This hasn't been a short-term project either. I know you guys have been working on it for a couple of years, right?
We went up and got the boat not last year, but the year before. So it's basically we've been doing boat work on it for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, obviously the project, we're thinking about it before that.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a cool boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's just, I like just the hardcore.
Nice addition to the Point Loma sport fishing.
Yeah. Thing. It's just a hardcore looking commercial style boat that then is, you know, very right for doing a six pack. It's cool. I dig it. I think it's going to be a great operation. I'm excited to see it.
So, what about the new Loanne? When are you guys going to start running?
Next weekend.
Next weekend? Ooh,
okay.
Whoa.
Right on. Excellent.
Wow. So, what's the trips in store?
I think next weekend we have a 2-day trip. Should have double checked, but I think it's a 2-day trip next weekend, and then I think a day and a half after that. Basically, we've got a couple of weekend trips, and you know, we've got trips online pretty much every day during April, but that's going to depend a little bit on how the fishing turns out. But I think the odds are pretty good, so we'll see.
So these are going to be offshore trips?
Yeah, they'll be offshore trips, and we are starting this next weekend, so for sure weekends I think we'll be running from here on out, and hopefully in very short order it'll be every day.
Open
party, charters. I mean, in the summertime we're pretty darn booked up, but there's still a few open party dates.
Yeah.
And, you know, early season, we've got a few charters, but mainly open party.
Well, you guys are popular, so there's a lot of stuff to wait in line for, but there's still some spots open in the summer too that you could get on.
There's a few
some open party trips and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But early in the season like that, like you said, like last year, April, May.
Oh, there was fantastic fishing.
Some of the best of the year was early last year.
When do most of your charters kick in on the new Loanne?
Oh, I'd say mid-July.
Yeah. So
mid-July.
Between April and mid-July, there's opportunity.
It's wide open.
Yeah. I mean, don't wait for the fish, because they'll be here. They're here. They're already here.
Yes. If you wait until it's, you know, limit style fishing, we're probably not going to have a spot.
The spots will all be gone.
Hint, hint.
Yeah,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah, get at it. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Marcus, one of the most experienced guys around, no doubt about it, and can answer the questions, take the calls.
Yeah.
Cover the info.
Yep, today's going to be a great day. Very much looking forward to that. Going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to talking to you. If you want to join us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, 213-432-1090. That's the number here to reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or you can send us a text. Text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. The text the show option has been so popular. Again, if you're not familiar, the only way to text the show is through the app. It's not a phone number like a normal text message you would send. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your Android or your iPhone device. And as soon as you fire it up, you'll see the option of texting the show. And make sure that you include your contact information, because there is a special prize at the end of the show, and you're going to get an opportunity if you're one of those texters, but we got to have the opportunity to call you back. So, contact information is very important. At the end of the show, we will flip a coin to decide if the winner is going to be coming from our pool of callers for the day or from the texters today.
And JP standing by right now, waiting for your phone calls there. And, of course, the texters, you can text us from the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we're giving away a trip on the new Luan. Marcus, what are we going to throw out there?
Oh, I think we'll throw out there... day and a half trip.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, you know, no big deal.
Day
and a half trip on one of the best boats in the fleet.
On an available trip.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah. How cool.
Which is, probably early season.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
What
That's
a cool
okay.
opportunity.
And early season was when they were really biting, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, again, as you hear, a great time and more than anything, just a fantastic guy in the studio here this morning with Captain Marcus. And, again, if you want to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text your questions to the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Marcus Medak from the new Luann and the new Shearwater here in the studio. Are we the first guys to announce the Shearwater here?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe a little premature in Marcus's eyes, but maybe not, right?
I don't think so.
July? I mean, that's right around the corner.
That's right around the corner.
Here's how I know that you're going to do good with that boat, is that it has been, it's around, it's here, it's getting the boat work done. And every time the boat has been backed in, like there's a couple times when it was at Fisherman's doing some welding stuff, and every time it's been in, people have come through the shop like, what's up? What's that thing? What's that boat? They're like,
check that out.
Yeah, like people that are just like walking down to Point Loma Seafoods, like every time people stop in like, whoa, what's that thing? So you guys have you have good dock appeal. Like, I think that boat's going to go real good for you.
Yeah, cool. So, charter starting next weekend, or actually open party trip starting next weekend on the new Luann. So you can book one now at Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm with you, man. Like, the second that this fish gets up and going and biting, those few spots that we're talking about that remain out, they are going to evaporate so fast. I just think the move is just if you know you want to go, and especially if you want to get to fish on the land with, you know, Adam and Marcus, and it's just they're not the remaining spots just will not last long. Like, the move is to just, you know, book that thing right now.
Yeah, for sure. It's all about weather in this kind of spring, early springtime, right?
Yes, that's the biggest wild card, I think.
Totally.
Yeah, if the weather looks good, you're going to find some fish. I mean, we already know that, right?
Well, the odds are pretty good. I mean, you never know. I mean,
it's fishing.
It's fishing. I'm never going to predict we're always going to find fish.
No.
I'd be lying.
Yeah. We can predict it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if we're wrong, it's not that big a deal,
that's
right?
That's what we do. Yeah. When we're wrong, there's not 25 guys staring back up at us at the wheelhouse being like, what's the deal, man?
Yeah. Well, hey, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. Jack, packing up here.
They absolutely are. We have one single line left open. If you want to talk to Marcus, again, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to start it off this morning with Mike, who's calling us from Florence. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I'm actually from Torrance. How's it going, guys?
Hi, Mike.
I want to say thank you very much for all the professional trips I've had on the new Luann. We went out on my birthday a couple years ago and got the first exploratory trip on bluefin. We slayed them. We limited out early and came back, and we handed off our bait to the Royal Polaris that were coming back on an 18-day trip, and, you know, just had lots of good trips. And I want to say thanks a lot to Adam and Marcus, and what professional operation you have going. Keep it up. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate
cool.
that.
That's a cool way to start.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Yeah, yeah. Tom from Temecula is up next, standing by. Let's talk. Go. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for getting up real early today. Marcus, you have quite the reputation of finding fish. Do you attribute some of that to your background in marine biology? And what is your favorite way of fishing the knife jig?
Those are some good questions.
No, I don't attribute that to fisheries, really. That's time on the water, really.
You have a degree in fisheries biology, right?
Yes, but studying fish and catching fish are two different things. I'll just put it that way. I suppose it helps you understand a few things a little bit, but, you know, I mean, it's... No. As far as knife jigs, you said nighttime... I think one of the most important things is to kind of use the appropriate tackle and size jigs for the conditions, which I think sometimes gets overlooked. If it's all great big ones around, or you know there's a good chance of large fish, say over 100 pounds, you definitely want to go with your heavier outfits. They're more likely to, if we've seen a lot of 200 and even 300 pound fish caught at night on those jigs. So you want to have the best chance possible of landing those. And if there's fish that size around, I would always fish 100 pound at night, just because you never know. So that is, I think, the most important Conversely, though, if it turns out, you know, early season or late season or whatever, maybe the big ones moved somewhere else and you're on a body of smaller fish, you could drop down a little bit lighter, 60 or 80 pound, and a little bit smaller jigs. I mean, if they're those medium-sized fish are really eager, they'll bite the big ones. But if it's harder to get a bite and they're landable on a little bit lighter gear, that can work. Also, I think if it's absolutely flat calm and the boat's not drifting much, I really like the jigs that have a little more action, that flutter more, mm-hmm. Like the flat fall type that style of jig. What are those called?
The SK jig?
Well, yeah, no. But there's the name for the
slow pitch?
Butterfly.
Slow pitch. Yeah. Type jigs. I like those when we're not drifting very fast, when the conditions are appropriate. I really like them, and I think there's times where they get a bit better. However, if it's windy and it's hard to get the jig down there, the knife jigs are by far, hands down, the most effective, because you spend more time down at depth. And speaking of that, knowing when you're in the bite zone, I think, is really important. A lot of guys that do it a lot, they take the time to either mark their line ahead of time. Doesn't need to be down to the foot, but it's good to know, at least within 100 feet or so, about how far out your jig is, where it is. I think that could be very valuable, because you spend more time in the bite zone. That there's that Asian style spectras that have, different colors, kind of like lead core line that, some guys use that. And I've seen that be very effective as well.
Power Pro Depth Hunter. Yeah. Right. Marked every 25 feet.
They make one called the Offshore that's marked, I think it's marked every 100
feet. Is it
100
feet?
Yeah, that's the ideal. I mean, a lot of things this year, it's incredibly difficult to find. Yeah. But if you find some of it, it's ideal, Yellow, you're at 200 feet. Blue, you're at 300 feet. Green, you're 4, that kind of thing. So, that's a great one, but not an easy one to track down.
Not
right
an easy
now.
One to find, yeah.
The one thing I do have a question, though, Marcus, we kind of touched on it a little bit yesterday, is how big of a rig do you want for that? Like you say, there's a potential of a 200 or even a 300 pounder, and certainly once you're attached, the larger the rod and reel, the potentially easier it is on the angler, but you still have to fish with it. And a 100-pound rig these days could be anything from a Talica 20 all the way up to a 50 wide. Like, what's the happy medium on a true nighttime big fish outfit? Like, what's the ideal one for Marcus? Like, if you were stepping up to the rail and you had your choice of that style of rig, like, how big of gear do you like to fish with?
I mean, if I think there's a good chance of getting big ones, I fish like a 30. Okay. Size, like an international 30 narrow, mm-hmm. Nowadays that's a fairly light and comfortable mm-hmm. rig. And if I think there's big ones, I just fish it with a straight 200 pound wind on leader mm-hmm. with a big jig. If it's more medium sized fish and, a lot of times something like a Penn Fathom 40 in that size range, that's a super comfortable, nice, light,
easy
you can
in
fish,
hand.
80 or 100 pound on it. It's a little overmatched if you hook a 300 pounder, for sure, but it makes a 100 pounder easy.
That's cool.
And it's comfortable to fish with.
Easy as possible, anyway.
It's easy.
You say that. So, what's interesting is our guests yesterday, and then, of course, Marcus today, all reiterating how important it is to mark your line, to know where
totally.
Your jig is. And it's like, hopefully our listeners are getting that message. It's like how important that is. If you're going to fish flat falls, you're going to fish knife jigs and stuff like that, make sure you have an idea of where you are in the water column. And the fish are that exact of like, you can say, hey, the fish are at 200 feet. That's where you need to be, right?
Well, they're not that exact. I mean, generally, when they come through, they're moving up and down a lot through the water column.
Sure.
But it's, they're not through the entire water column more often than not.
Right.
Usually, that's, the band that they're in, where I think you're effective, on average, is probably maybe 120 to 150 feet thick, sort of. So mm-hmm. if you're, you know, and more often than not, that's centered right around 200 to 300 feet. That's the most common depth that we see them. Sometimes we see them a lot deeper, but you want to know when you're down there near 300 feet, more or less.
If that fish is around 250 feet and you don't have any type of arcing and you think that you're down there, but you're actually at 125 feet.
You're out of the game.
That's it, yeah. Or the opposite. You know, I mean, if you think that you're at 300 feet and you're at 500 feet, it's the same deal.
Got to be in the zone. And is that daytime and nighttime, both?
Yes, but the jigs are far more effective on the whole at night.
At night. Okay.
But we catch a not insignificant number of fish on the jigs in the daytime, but it's not exactly the same technique most of the time. Very similar-ish, mm-hmm. but it's...
I'm sure it's not fair to say, because I'm sure the answer is both. But what do you feel is the more effective way? If the fish are down and you're not necessarily going to get a bite on a fly line in the daytime, are you better off spending your time fishing a jig, or are you better off fishing a sinker rig sardine?
Depends what you like doing better,
right.
Neither. I think.
I don't like either of those. I like fly lining.
I actually like... I kind of like fishing the sinker rigs. If you have the stamina to keep burning a jig for a long extended period of time, I've seen guys that can do that
right
for, you know, hours. I personally don't. I get burned out after 10 minutes of mm-hmm. Whiffing. Sometimes you got to be persistent. And so for me, it's a heck of a lot easier to spend some time. And I, you know, if you're fishing a sinker bait the right way, you're actually covering a big part of the water column and I find it that you got to be pretty engaged to be very effective, just like any other kind of bait fishing. And, you do occasionally catch one just dropping it down to 200 feet and putting the clicker on and putting it in a rod holder or something. But that's not the most mm-hmm. effective way to do it. I think it's what I usually tell people. It's very similar to, like, mooching for salmon, you know, where you're slowly covering the water column going up and down. And you're
Yeah, if you put the same
it,
effort
it's
in
somewhat. You know, for it to be effective, you got to be pretty active.
Yeah. If you put the same effort into fly lining your bait and, you know, knowing what your bait's doing and keeping it moving and keeping track of, and you're not just, you know, like a good, savvy guy that catches one on the fly line is not a guy that puts his bait out in the water and then starts ripping line off of his reel in a big loose pile and whatever happens, happens. Like, that guy is never as effective as the guy that's actively fishing it, and I'm sure the exact same goes for a sinker rig. If you're putting the effort into it, you're sure going to get the effort. You're going to get the reward back out of it.
I used to fish with a great fly guy, Pat Yeager, up in the Sierras, the Eastern Sierras. And he used to talk about fishing the river on the fly and about mowing the lawn. Basically, you know, you're covering all the different water columns, all the zones, all the lanes, he used to call it. And it's kind of a similar deal. You're
right.
Kind of mowing the lawn just a little bit deeper, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
All right.
Well, great question, Tom. Appreciate that very much. We had a good text come through. So good morning, guys. What length of trips do you anticipate running on the Shearwater? And will there ever be open party trips, or is it all going to be charter? That's from Duffy, calling from Los Angeles.
I think we're going to be able to, well, for sure, two-day trips. We may end up doing some trips up to 3 days. I think we can. We'll
wow.
see. I think at the moment, our only constraint would be fresh water. We'll see how long that... We haven't put a water maker in yet. We may at some point, so we'll see.
Yeah, bait capacity on the boat?
Oh, there's plenty.
Plenty?
More than six guys you're going to use.
Yeah, we'll have plenty.
We'll have a slammer and everything.
We'll have plenty of bait.
RSW, the whole thing.
Yep.
Got side-scanning sonar.
Yep.
Up and down.
Yep.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, we put all that stuff in, just like it was a mini sport boat.
A regular sport boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
That sounds
pack
good.
It up.
Yeah, you got it. How about Dave from Placentia calling this morning? Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I got a question for Marcus, and it's about that knife jig. What is your best technique fishing it? I mean, do you burn it through back and forth through the zone, or do you like, you know, jigging it up and down a little bit, or how do you, what's your best way of doing that?
You know, it varies. I've seen both techniques be effective. My go-to is burning it through, for sure. But that being said, I've seen it a lot of times where we're getting it down a depth and bouncing it for a while. I kind of mix it up a lot of times. You know, I drop it down to the right depth, burn it for a little bit, maybe jig it up and down a couple times. And
What percentage is it getting bit on the sink? What percentage is it getting bit on the grind? Any idea?
It really depends on the night.
Yeah.
Every night is different.
I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. No, there's times where I think overall more on the wind than the sink, really, but both. Mm. And sometimes they're only biting it on the sink.
Yeah. And that's with a knife jig.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like when you talk about like a flat fall or a fluttering jig, it's more so on the sink, or is that on the wind? Or kind of both?
It's both. It's maybe more common on the sink, okay. but it's also very common on the wind.
Well, those knife jigs,
you know, and both of them. Sometimes I've seen it where, you know, where it'll just be on the pause, like mm-hmm. you know, you wind it up and then stop and let the jig just sit there for 5 or 10 seconds, and all of a sudden. You know, that's not super common, but it's pretty memorable when it happens.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, yank the rod out of your hand kind of thing.
We've had a number, I mean, I don't want to say it's a high percentage at all, but we've had a number of fish on our skiff when we've spent the night out there amongst the fleet. Like, you know, you look when the sun goes down and you fish for however many hours and then decide, like, well, we're going to get some sleep at some point, so rack out for a couple of hours and... One guy is staying awake just for the sake of being awake and not, I mean, basically what I'm getting at is we have caught plenty of those things sea bass fishing, like putting a flat fall down at 250 feet in the rod holder and next thing you know, we're on, you know, like just, I mean, doing nothing. Boat's moving a little bit, lures maybe flashing a teeny little bit. I mean, again, I don't want to say it's some huge number, but we've caught plenty of them.
No, that happens.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Just doing nothing, you know, boat lures down there and the wolf pack swims through and boom, there you go. We're on.
Yeah. So are you hoping for more daytime fish this year than nighttime fish? Or is that pretty hard on the crew, isn't it, that nighttime fish?
I would, as long as they bite.
As long as they bite, it doesn't matter. Just bring them on,
that's
right?
A good answer.
Daytime, nighttime, whatever, right?
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. We got more phone calls, more catch reports, and a bunch of great texts on deck. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time here this morning with Captain Marcus of the New Loanne. And, boy, just a great, great info going on. Again, if you want to join us on this morning's show, it's 213-432-1090 or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
And giving away a day and a half trip on the New Loanne. So one lucky texter or one lucky caller. Marcus will flip the coin at the end of the show to see if it's a texter or a caller. But I'm telling you what. Like I've said before, callers always have a better shot just because we get a lot of email, dozens and dozens, sometimes hundreds, and you can only take so many calls.
Well,
you only have six lines.
There's, I was going to say, there's been four phone calls that have made it so far, yeah. And I'll bet we're up to 50 or 60 texts.
Yeah.
We're not halfway through the show yet. So
you want to get through, have a chance to win that trip, 213-432-1090. JP, standing by, taking your phone calls.
You got it, man. Well, speaking of the text, we got a bunch of great ones standing by. This one came from Dave in Carmel Valley. It says, this week I got an email about the CARB public hearing happening later this month. Do you guys have any info on that?
Well, yeah, actually. I've actually been quite involved with this process here. I think probably most of the listeners have some idea of what was going on. Basically, that there was a new rule for harbor craft that was proposed here about a year and a half ago or so. And unfortunately, the way it was written, it was going to have severe impacts on the whole CPFE fleet in California. By the way, it was going to put all of us in a really bad position that was going to be difficult to try to work with, and
Near impossible.
I would say for the majority of the fleet, it would have been impossible.
Yeah,
and with a few exceptions, but for the most part, yeah, near impossible. Anyway, it's been
putting you out of business.
Right.
Yeah.
A few years down the road from now, mm-hmm. there was no viable pathway for most of these businesses to be able to survive. Anyway, we've had a long public process back and forth with a staff from the Air Resources Board, and and we expressed our concerns and things, and it's been an interesting road, really. But we had a very productive meeting down here a couple of weeks ago down at the SAC office, and
great.
In fact, we took them out on the Loanne, and actually a bunch of the top staff from the agency came down from Sacramento. They spent the day.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. Cool.
No, they spent the day with us down here, and we were able to meet with them face to face, which was, I really think the whole COVID thing made things much more challenging. It's a heck of a lot more difficult to have a real productive meeting via Zoom.
Right.
Than it is all in the same room. It's just a fact of life. And so I think it made the process more contentious and more challenging than it really needed to be. And, we don't have anything yet, but it sure seemed like they were in this case, they actually, I think they were taking our concerns to heart, and they, you know, we saw where it seems like I think they finally heard us. I hope that, you know, we want to work together. We all want the cleanest equipment we can possibly have.
That's available.
That's available, for sure. You know, we want to do our part, but at the same time, we have to be able to do it. I'm cautiously optimistic here, but I think the odds are pretty good that this story is going to have a reasonable ending here. I was up until this meeting, I've been pretty disheartened because it seemed like it was falling on deaf ears, but I think I may have been mistaken. I'm hoping I was mistaken.
Well, I mean, taking them out on a 60-year-old vessel that the new previous thoughts would put out of business. Basically, it would be not able to run with these the engines that they had proposed for it to run. Taking them out and realizing, hey, we're not the problem. This boat is not the issue here. Did that have an impact?
Yeah, I think so. I think it did.
Yeah.
I think it did.
And very much correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know, especially as intimately as you, because I know how much personal time you spent on it. But, you know, when they had their proposed, like, you know, this is how bad the fleet is, like, when the opposing to, you know, our fleet was providing what the, you know, the emissions output was so inappropriately, you know, so inappropriate to what they, you know, their projections was, you know, you guys are this bad, and that wasn't even close to, you know, the time spent operating in the area that they're talking about.
Yes. Well, there were some, you know, the background information that they started working on this rule from, they hired a consultant to do the work ahead of time, and I'm going to say he made some mistakes in that original paper, made some bad assumptions about where and how we operate, and it really colored the whole flavor of how the process went from that point on. You know, once that was in there, that started turning into the best available data and the best available science, even though, you know,
it was very poor.
Yeah. And getting, it's hard to argue with something once it's written by someone with a PhD after their name and it's in print. It starts, you got a tough row to hoe at that point. It gets challenging. But I think that we have been making an impact. And like I said, I think they told us anyway at this meeting that they are reexamining some of that stuff.
Great.
And they're making noises that they want to come and work with us. So
when is the decision?
It's going to be on the 24th, I think, is when.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's going to be the final one. I mean, things have been, you know, there's been a lot of flux going on. But I think hopefully it'll be
a more positive.
We'll have a real good idea anyway of going forward. And like I said, I'm
cautiously
we got
optimistic.
nothing on paper yet, but they were I think they're reexamining some of their stuff. And
they're
we'll
seeing
see what
the
they
light.
Come back to. I,
great.
You know,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, thank you for all your efforts. I know you've spent an ungodly amount of time in your busy schedule to make this happen, and thanks to Ken Frankie for all his hard work and his staff. It's been a tough road. It has all this has been going on kind of behind the scenes of the general public that rides these boats, but I mean, this is basically your livelihood, all of our livelihood here at stake.
Yes, for sure, absolutely. And I spent a lot of time rallying guys to come and talk at public meetings and things, and we'll see. You know, I don't know yet, but we'll see.
Yeah,
this is
hopefully
it's just another one of those things that, you know, as a guy that just goes to work and works hard and wants to go fishing for the weekend, you just can't fathom that this could be what ends sport fishing as we know it. Like, it doesn't seem feasible that somebody could say, like, oh, these emissions are too high, so the fleet's gone. But, I mean,
that legitimately was on the table. Like, it just doesn't seem, that doesn't seem possible that somebody
with a stroke, right there, right?
With a stroke of a pen could just say, like, that's it. But, like, that, you know.
No, that was it.
That outcome
that was
there.
It. That yeah. was it.
Yes.
That was it in the proposal. And, you know.
We'll see what happens in a week.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, thanks again.
Yeah, I agree, man. Good job.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back on the phones,
Rick. That sounds good to me. We're going to talk to Ryan. He's called us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
My question is that actually it's more of a scenario. And if it's one of those days that the bluefin are it's kind of slow and the kite is the only thing that's producing on the boat, what can an angler do to maximize his efforts to catch one on his own tackle instead of waiting for his number to be drawn?
What a great question.
That is a good question. I mean, in that scenario, I think your best bet is fishing a sinker bait probably most of the time. There's also, you know, we've had it happen a few times where guys have had good luck with a rigged flyer with a, you know, the styrofoam backpack rig. Mm-hmm.
Just fly lining
a... Yeah, just fly lining a floating flying fish. That does work at times, and sometimes it works well. But I think more often than not, the sinker rig and being actively engaged fishing various parts of the water column, that's hands down the most consistent. And the thing is, most of the time, if you don't hook anything on that sinker rig in the first half hour, 45 minutes, most people lose faith.
Right.
And before you know it, there's very few guys trying that. They're just like, oh, this sucks if you're not on the kite. You know, I mean, that's, but you get a few people fishing it, and it more works. Often than not, then they end up hooking one.
The nice thing, too, about sinker rig is you can often get away with a little heavier line. You can get away with a little bigger hook. Like, you can sometimes, as opposed to, like, fly line tackle, you can often hook a fish on gear that's a little easier for getting the job done.
Right. But, yeah, no, I say putting your time in on the sinker rig is the most consistent by far.
All right. There you go. And thanks a lot for the call. There we go. So let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Boy, in today's day and age, the lowest prices on gas is a really big deal right now.
And they have them.
That's it, man. No doubt. The low prices are great. The free ice is amazing. But what sets Summit Gasoline apart goes a lot deeper. Like Martha, that's the store manager that heads up a very well-trained and busy staff. They offer frozen bait and chum, gourmet Italian coffees, discounted Everingham live bait gift certificates, and you get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline, a very easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. And like I said, with right now, every penny makes a world of difference, and Summit's the spot for sure.
Summit is the spot.
Let's find out what's going on. Pardon me. With our surf report, we got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, standing by. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Free ice. Holy smack. That's cool.
100 pounds, man. How about that?
I know. You could slide a nice bluefin in the middle of that, like
that's
you're
sure.
talking. Hey, last week, you know, we had some weather, and it was a little tough in between tides, but we've had some new developments here this week. We're kind of moving into a better tide and moon phase, and we had our first grunion run of the year, and we're showing some signs, some nice white sea bass catches this week. The halibut bite perked up in a lot of places. So, you know, usually the first grunion run, you see a little sign, and then as they progressively happen, it gets better and better. But this white sea bass thing's interesting. A lot of juvenile fish in the shallows, up and down the coast. And that's a good sign this time of year, starting to see those things move. I heard of a big fish caught out of Dana there in the kelp, a 40-pounder, I think, on one of the wharf boats. So, you know, anyone who likes sea bass, it's the time to make a move. The halibut bite was also steady. Let's start up there at Hook, Line, and Sinker. They reported some good fishing along Goleta there. They had a 32-inch and a 35-inch legal white sea bass. Both of them fell for flash minnows, and these guys were fishing for halibut, and that's what usually happens is you run into a school of sea bass. Also good halibut fishing along this stretch. Wiley's reported a legal sea bass taken at County Line, another legal fish off the old chart house there. Both of those were in, I think, 32, 34 inches taken on swim baits. Just Fishing reported a 6-pound striped bass. That was taken near the Manhattan Pier. And here we go again. The guy was fly fishing for halibut and hung the 6-pound striper in the mix. Big Fish reported a grunion run, improved halibut fishing all along Shoreline Jive, Cherry Beach, some of those beaches behind the jetties. A 30-inch fish was taken on a drop shot fluke off Dog Beach. That's one of the local favorite baits there. White is always the preferred color. Hogan's reported improved halibut fishing on the backside of the Grunion Run. Good numbers showing on the beaches. Lots of fish. Not a whole bunch of legals, but that's just a matter of time. Illegal sea bass was also reported there, taken off Cotton's Point on a blacksmith perch pattern swim bait. Finally, Pacific Coast reported more good halibut fishing. Mission Bay and San Diego Bay continue to kick out the fish. They're holding anywhere from 10 to 35 feet in the bays there. Some of the guys hitting the channels. The eelgrass beds have been good, especially the deeper drop-off on the eelgrass beds is what the guys are telling me. Lots of legal-sized fish, 24 to 27 inches, some shorts mixed in. And Corey's swim baits were cited as the hot baits there. Smelt and chartreuse pattern working well for the guys. Also fish in the lagoons. And Pacific Coast checked in a 1-pound, 8-ounce barred perch. That's a nice barred perch, another good sign that we're probably headed towards a spawn. And then as a curiosity, Pete, they had two more 2-pound zebra perch in there at Pacific Coast. I can't remember reporting a 2-pound zebra perch probably in the last 3, 4, 5 years. I don't, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you check in 3 in a month. That's kind of interesting. Those are big zebra perch. I understand they're taking off the Tamarack Jetty on go shrimp. So you fish that bigger go shrimp, and sometimes you'll be surprised.
Gundy, thanks a lot for that.
There
we appreciate that very much. And looking forward to having you back with us next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Hayden Lane Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.